A review of the world's press with Antonia Kerrigan, who's waiting for us at the big board. We can start with that budget announcement then. France has a new budget. It's ruffled feathers left and right. What's the press saying?
Well, as you say, huge spending cuts and married with tax increase. So there's something for everyone in this budget. The left and the right are displeased. Let's start with French left-wing paper, communist paper, L'Humanité, whose front page refers to the 2025 budget with public services on a diet with an image of a man seemingly lost in the desert, looking up at a sign pointing to hospital, school, the station and the post office. Libération, on the inside pages, breaks down these spending cuts and these tax hikes and gives an editorial in which it says the left could see this 19 billion euro tax rise as a sign of fiscal justice and also a huge slap in the face for their rival Emmanuel Macron. But actually the 41 billion in cuts will hit middle and working class families hard and delay environmental action. It also says that most of all this is an indictment of the state of France's parliamentary democracy, an indignant but divided left, an unenthusiastic centre and a far right ever poised to bring down the government. Now, in right-wing paper Les Echos, they're displeased for different reasons. This is a cartoon. They've got the Prime Minister, Michel Barnier, trying to pump air into the deflated tyres of this car, which says French Republic on it, seemingly neglecting the much larger, pumping only the pump that says the rich, neglecting apparently public services and pensions as sources of potential revenue. Of course, a debatable analysis. Another analysis put forward in Les Echos on how we got here. It's about the spectacular, the so-called spectacular failure of Macronomics. How did we end up with this runaway deficit with a self-styled pro-business, fiscally responsible president? And this article says he refused to take painful measures. He continued to push through tax reductions and he put all of his political capital into a pension reform that promised savings, but not for years down the line.
Making the back pages, of course, is Rafa Nadal announcing he'll be retiring in December. How are we reacting to this one?
Well, back pages of the political press, but of course, front pages of the sporting press, an absolute outpouring of sentimentality. The front page of the sporting newspaper here in France, L'Equipe, says, "And the earth stopped turning." On the inside pages, you've got a staggering by-the-numbers account of his career. 22 Grand Slam titles, 14 of which were here in France, of course, at Roland Garros. Five seasons where he finished in top number one spot and 92 total tournament titles. And the tributes paid by his rivals are also in here. Novak Djokovic, who played the Spaniard 60 times, said, "Your legacy will live forever." Roger Federer said, "I always hope this day will never come." And others also included. Let's now go to his home country, to Spain, where they have on the front page him waving goodbye and saying goodbye to an irrepeatable era. This headline makes reference to his titanic struggle with injury as well, as he is has said publicly that he is now used to playing with pain. Larathon, also in Spain, has this "Gracias, Rafa," this valedictory message and an image in which he appears to have a halo around his head.
And obviously in the UK this week, we've been talking about former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Don't worry, no leaking of interview questions ahead of time to him here on France 24. His autobiography, Unleashed, has come out. Tell us a bit more about that, Antonia.
Well, so let's start with the front cover, just to give you an idea, just to set the scene for you. The Washington Post has this piece on it. Boris Johnson just published his political memoir, It's Unbelievable. That "unbelievable" is coming up a lot in the reviews we're seeing. It says that British readers are seeing it more as entertainment than history, which is perhaps for the best, given Boris Johnson's history credentials have been extensively called into question, including for his Churchill biography a few years back, in which he said the Germans took Stalingrad. Famously, they didn't. Anyway, in his autobiography, he scorches his peers and foreign counterparts. He called Theresa May old grumpy knickers and said President Macron wore a Cuban-heeled booty and was a positive nuisance. A review in The Guardian calls this piece of work a brazen memoir, little more than the latest chapter in his bid to present himself as a Churchillian hero. Among the anecdotes that the critics are finding hard to believe is that he considered invading the Netherlands during COVID to seize doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. We'll never know if that's true. And also that Benjamin Netanyahu may have put a listening device during Boris Johnson's toilet during a visit. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. But whether or not the right way to come out with that fact is in a shock memoir is also a question. But fear not. Comic writer Ian Martin has responded with a satirical alternative. So you've got the original, Unleashed, and then you've got the parody, Unhinged. It's receiving rave reviews. It's a satirical fact check. It promises to rebuild reality using various self-centred techniques and to trivialise everything with buffoonery. So there you have it.
Thanks, Antonia. That's the press review with Antonia Kerrigan. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more news for you coming up on Front 24.